Well, this is my first time ever to come to St. Paul's Parish, and I've never really even been by, so I didn't know exactly what to expect from your parish, and so I wanted to get a little idea. What's it like at St. Paul's? So I did what any 21st century person would do. I went to your webpage. And I noticed, because I was trying to figure out what to preach on, and they're right at the top of your webpage. Amazing. It says in big, bold letters, inspire, educate, evangelize. Some of you look like you're not sure that it actually said that, but if you go to your webpage, that is what it says. I assure you, apparently that's some really big deal for you. That's like your mission statement kind of thing. So you might check that out, because apparently it's really important in the parish, at least so your webpage says. But I thought, what a great idea on Ascension. A lot of Ascension, and that's what it's about. Inspire, educate, evangelize. So I thought we'd talk a little bit about those three things, maybe in the light of today's great feast of the Ascension. Because first of all, today's feast is meant to inspire us. You know, I always used to think that when Jesus was being taken up to heaven, gosh, wouldn't the apostles kind of have been sad? You know, standing around, there he goes, and gosh, he was just back and risen from the dead, and we only had 40 days, and now he's gone, and would they have been sad? Quite the opposite. Today, the church calls us to rejoice. We're inspired because Jesus has gone to heaven. And as our opening collect just prayed, where the head has gone in glory, Jesus, our head, the body, us, we're called to follow in hope. We're inspired because where Jesus is, we hope to go. We're supposed to go there. So it inspires us to have our eyes fixed towards heaven. I went recently to see a movie. Maybe some of you have seen it. Heaven is for Real. I read the book a number of years ago when it came out because everybody else in the parish was reading it, so I thought I'd read it. And I thought the book was pretty good. It's not written by a Catholic family, but it tells the story of a little four-year-old boy who had an experience, what we would call in the Catholic Church a private revelation, probably, about life in heaven. And, you know, with our skeptical kind of world, you know, the title of the book is kind of important. Heaven is for Real. It's not necessarily that heaven really looks exactly like the four-year-old described it, but what happens to him definitely would cause us to have to think, well, you know what, this is all for real. There really is life after death, and it really is a personal kind of place. People are there that the little boy sees that he's never met in his life and can come back and describe. That's pretty amazing. The thing that got me about the movie, though, and as often, the book is often better than the movie, but in the movie, the person, the dad of the little boy who has the revelation, he's a pastor of a Protestant parish, and amazingly, when he starts talking about this, the other people in the parish decide they're not sure they want him to be their pastor anymore. One flat out says, you know, that heaven stuff, no, that's some myth that was created. You know, heaven and hell, that's supposed to scare people. We're past that now. We don't need heaven and hell. I'm like, wow, is that really accurate? That's, you know, maybe the way it is in some churches? I think that's why today's feast is really important, because it reminds us that there is heaven, and we're supposed to go there, but there is also hell, too. It puts this great kind of dynamic into our life, that we really are destined someplace, and it really does depend on what we do, and yes, heaven is for real. So we should be inspired by today. But educate, the second watchword for today, I guess. It's important that we know a little bit about heaven. It's sometimes, I think, sad that we look at heaven almost as kind of like a reward at the end of life. We go through all the drudgery of this life, and if we survive and we're just good enough and we do enough good and minimize our bad, or at least balance out the bad with our good, that somehow in the end there's like, you know, we get a cookie. Good job. You know, you made it. Here you go. Come on in. Now, it is true that in heaven, it is everything that we could ever imagine and more. It is the great reward of our labors in this life, but it's not meant to be something so distant out there that it's, well, gosh, when I get through with all this, then, you know, then I'll have this, and it'll be great, you know, like a Christmas present or something. It's not the way heaven is meant to be, and it's not the effect that it's meant to have on our life. People often ask, you know, how could a God who is supposedly all loving, that has this place of heaven, that is all good, how could he possibly send anybody to hell? Why does there even have to be hell? That's where a little education, I think, is important. Heaven is not fundamentally just a place that we go to later. Notice what Jesus says in the gospel today. He says, I am with you always until the end of the age. Heaven is primarily not so much just a place. Heaven is about a relationship. It's a relationship we have with God. Now, some of our images of heaven and our image of our relationship with God might need a little bit of work, a little education. I think sometimes we see God as kind of this, you know, authoritarian figure that's out there to like throw a flag at all the fun we're having in life. I saw that. No good. That's a sin. Go to confession. You know, as if he's just kind of out there judging our life. It's really not what it's meant to be about. Our God is our Father who loves us. He has heaven, this relationship with him, because he loves us. The good news then is that that relationship of heaven isn't meant to wait to the end of our life as some reward. It's meant to start now. I am with you always. Right now, Jesus is with us, and he wants a relationship with us. That means that every day and every choice we face, we're faced with the option. Will I choose God? Do I want to grow deeper in my relationship with God? Or will I say no to God and do my own thing? Or as we do so often in our society today, we simply try to distract ourselves. I don't want to think about my relationship with God or what I'm doing, so I'll fill my life up with lots of sports or lots of work or all these things. That's not how we wind up in heaven. Here's the secret of heaven and hell. In the end, when we die, God will give us exactly what we want. Now, if we, with our whole life, say, God, I want you. I want you in my life. I'm glad that you're with me until the end of the age. Help me to live that. If we want that with our whole life, we will get that in the end. And that's what we call heaven, to be with the one we love forever and know that we can never lose it. That's heaven. But the opposite is also true. If we say with our whole life, God, you're really not that important. God, I really don't care that you want a relationship with me. I'm doing okay. I don't like the rules that you might impose. I don't understand them. I'm going to do my thing. Thank you very much. Well, then when we die, we'll get what we want. We will get just us and our will for all eternity. And that's what we call hell. It's a choice we face every day. Will we choose God? Will we choose ourselves? If we choose God, we'll get what we want. If we choose ourselves, we'll get what we want. That means heaven starts now. So a little education might help the rest of society about heaven and why there's a hell. But finally then, evangelize. Jesus says, yes, he's with us. But interestingly, the apostles ask him, Jesus, are you going to restore the kingdom now? They're still going back to the idea that somehow Jesus was going to come and overthrow the Romans and he would make this world really great. But as we learned, that's not what this world is about. This world, as great as it is not going to go on forever, and it's not meant to go on forever. We're supposed to be inspired that this is not our home, that we're going to our real home. A lot of times when we run into those obstacles in this life, where there's pain, there's suffering, why did this have to happen? This was a really good person. Why did this really good person get sick and die? Why did an accident happen to this person? Why is there so much suffering in the world? Well, it's because this world is not our home. We're meant to be living for the next world, in this relationship where there will be no pain or suffering. So Jesus reminds them that, yes, he's not going to make this world perfect, but he will be with them. And then he tells them something very important. When they ask him, are you going to restore the kingdom? Jesus essentially tells them, no, you're going to go do it. I'm going to ascend to heaven. I'll be with you. But now I send you out to all the ends of the world to proclaim the gospel, to evangelize. The word evangelize comes from the Greek. Eu means good. Evangelion is a message, a good message, good news. Jesus could have done it. He could have just said poof and made the whole world perfect. He decided not to. He said rather, you and I are going to have a mission to be sent to the ends of the world to tell people about this wonderful relationship with God that will lead us to the greatest happiness that we're called to. Now, it's not easy, certainly, but it is our command from Jesus. And he says, not that it will be easy, not that it's all going to go perfect, but he will be with us. So that's really what we celebrate today on Ascension. We're inspired by the fact that we know there is heaven. We're going there so long as we choose God. We become a little more educated about heaven, and we help other people to know about heaven so that they too will not just want to go to some kind of distant mythical happy place when they die, but to come to know our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ that we have to have a relationship with in this life, because that's who we're going to be with forever. And finally, then, if we have that relationship, it's good news. We should go out and with great joy want to spread it everywhere. The final secret is that we can't do it without power. Jesus gives his apostles, he says, power. I will give you power to go out. That's what we're praying for over the course of these 9 days between Ascension Thursday and Pentecost. Power, the Holy Spirit. Because otherwise we're just scared, we're afraid, we come to this church every weekend, we do our thing, and then we go on with our life. Really pray in these upcoming days until next Sunday on Pentecost that God will come in with his power and send us out inspired, well-educated in our faith to go out then and bring good news to the whole world. That's really our call today on this Ascension Sunday, to now live forward towards Pentecost, the great call, the birthday of the church, for us to go out sent by Jesus. To be inspired, be educated, and then go out and tell everybody about the good news.